stabilizing and ensuring viability in our industry. These two programs have put the troll fleet in a very precarious, balanced, make-or-break type of situation for about the next 11 years during the rebuilding program. Pen-rearing a salmon is the major issue which can topple most of our fleet. The effects of doing pen-rearing in Alaska will exacerbate the impacts of the Southeast on the Southeast Alaska communities. And lastly, the physical notes on these bills must be extraordinarily large. The mandated request for governmental coordination and manpower from DCED, DEC, DNR, ADF&G, and education to initiate this industry will be excessive. With existing budget cuts, this new industry will have to take from existing programs, and I would like you to think about which programs we're going to have to give up. I sat down and with some knowledgeable people who've been in staff members before, and they said that they came up with a physical note, a rational physical note of $750,000 to $1.5 million a year. That's to run all of the little thou shalts and everything else.
Mr. Chairman, if I may, thank you.
Mr. Chairman, you spoke of a limited entry, and of course, my comment is that what prevents the tendency to continue, i.e. that tendency to concentrate means of control over production. We did that for the trawlers through limited entry, and now comes along the next step, if you will, of that tendency.
Mm-hmm. And, in what way are you talking about?
Well, you mentioned yourself that the means of control of production here is going to tend to become more concentrated. Isn't that, did I read you correctly? Or did I hear you correctly?
Control over
production.
Okay, control of production, yeah. Well,
participation is what
limited entry does. Control of participation, is that what you mean?
Well, yes, I guess. Well, I guess you could.
I guess I'm not following your thought pattern. I'm missing it. I'm sorry. Can we try once more? Maybe I can answer.
Well, if you know, before limited entry, participation was greater than after. Right.
Right.
And I don't know if you call it access to production or participation. Access to production, I translate in my own way of getting
that's
control.
That's not true. That is not true in all fisheries. And in fact,
I'm talking salmon now.
No, in fact, in salmon, there were never as many trawlers or permits as there are today. Because of decisions made right here, there are a lot more salmon permits out now than there ever was people fishing. And
well,
I'm sorry about
well,
that,
I understand
that happened,
that
but that happened.
That has been one of the issues of,
mm-hmm.
of limited entry.
Yeah.
Or
and
permits.
In fact, there are more permits.
It encourages participation.
Yeah.
Well, sorry. Thank you.
Yes, Mr. Chair and Earl. You were talking about the enhancement program or the process of building stocks.
Mm-hmm.
What process are you talking about? Are you talking about a hatchery process?
There are basically three different types of enhancement going on. In Southeast Alaska, okay, we share stocks between Canada, Alaska, and with Chinook. We also share Chinook with Oregon and Washington. Because there was this sharing, there was a tremendous allocation problem, and everybody didn't think they were getting theirs, and so people tended to overfish, other than Alaska, I might add. And there was tremendous increases in fishing pressure in Canada and in Oregon and Washington, and they overharvested the fish and hurt the stocks because everybody wanted to get their share. Okay. Because of the U.S.-Canada treaty and the now fair allocation sharing, they are letting those stocks come back to maximum sustainable yield. In the places where pollution have interfered with the two streams, they've taken care of those, and they're spending $600 million on fixing up the Columbia River. You know, that's the kind of things that are, you know, that's just the habitat cleanup that they're doing. So that's one type, by bringing the stocks back to maximum sustainable yield. Now we have, in Southeast, we have our regional associations, fishermen putting in money of their own tax dollars in and producing fish that way. We also have FRED dollars that are coming in, and then we're going to get mitigation money from the federal government to produce fish to offset the losses that we're incurring because of the reductions of the U.S.-Canada. We're under quotas, reduced quotas, so they're offsetting that by producing more fish for us. So those are the types of...
I was just going to have a follow-up on this. When we were talking about, you know, we're talking about fiscal notes of the pen side and the other side, if we're talking about the hatchery process and the enhancement process, there's fiscal notes tied to that process also. That's going to, depending on who's paying the bill, whether it's federal or state
or fishermen
or
right.
wherever, there's definitely
right.
fiscal notes
right.
involved.
Yeah, those are existing. I guess what I'm saying is that you have an existing industry. We're talking about we want to preserve that industry. We don't want to lose it. We see we're going to have some tremendous impact. We are already, whether or not Alaska does it or not. But it's going to exacerbate the problem dramatically.
Okay. We're going to have this bill held over.